USDA's Ag Statistics Service has issued a new crop estimate for the month of September. On peanuts, they're showing Alabama increasing their average yield from 3,600 pounds per acre to 3,900 pounds per acre. Florida also went up from 3,600 pounds per acre to 3,900 pounds. Georgia also increased from 4,500 pound to 4,600 pound on an average yield. Overall, nationwide, they say that we'll bring in 3,208,900 tons. That's up 5% from August and up 3% from last year. If realized, this would be the second highest peanut crop in history. Acreage updates have been made across the United States. The planted acres is 1.67 million acres of peanuts. That's up 7% from June and 3% higher than last year. On the average yield, 4,044 pounds per acre, up 54 pounds from August, and up 81 pounds per acre from the 2015 average yield. Checking on corn, corn production is forecast at 15.1 billion bushels. That's up 11% from last year. If we make 174.4 bushels per acre, if realized, this will be the highest average yield and production on record for the United States. Area for corn is 86.6 million acres. That's up 7% from last year. Soybean production, 4.20 billion bushels, up 7% from last year, and averaging about 50.6 bushels per acre. All cotton forecast at 16.1 million 480-pound bales, up 25% from last year and up 36 pounds per acre from last year. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.